to go. Taco to
and a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
The talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. We obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs all-star outfielder.
The pitch hit in the air to right field and deep. Back goes Matos. Near the wall, it's got a chance. Gone. Two-run homer, Ian Happ. Cubs lead 2-0.
Absolutely crushed that ball.
What I love about Ian is very dedicated and serious about his craft.
Gold Glove Award winner.
Soto drills one deep to left. Leaping up and snagging it is Ian Happ roaming toward left center. What a catch by Ian Happ. And that ends the second inning.
Host of the Compound Podcast, Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
Here's a man that probably has five fresh pots a day.
Ian Happ on 670 The Score.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
We do toast Ian Happ with our Connect Roasters coffee. He joins us via the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. He co-hosts the Compound Podcast, which is now a part of Odyssey Sports. New episodes drop each Wednesday with the latest discussion on the Cubs and baseball. Download and listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Ian, I have to say, I think both Marshall and me did not know if we were going to have you on the show today or not, just with all the news.
Yeah, I mean, you know, tried really hard to get back, and get it right and be able to play at some point this week, but, just wasn't right. Wasn't the smartest thing for the length of the season. So, take the time and be ready to go next Tuesday.
Now, Bruce Levine had posted on social media last night, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, that you're headed to the injured list. What can you officially tell us right now?
Yeah, I just wasn't able to get the oblique to cooperate and get to a place where I felt like I could, play and so, you know, it'll be backdated. So it'll be next Tuesday, when we're in Miami that I'll be back. So hoping that take these days and get it right, not have to deal with it again. And that's one of the kind of assessments you make at this point in the season is just making sure that you're right for the long haul and not doing something that's going to jeopardize a longer stint.
How difficult was that decision? I know you've dealt with a number of injuries as all athletes do during their career. I'm looking at a list right here: eye, ankle, rib, knee, hamstring, shoulder, now oblique. How difficult was this one maybe in comparison to some other injuries you've had to kind of get that designation and determination whether you should try to push it or just take a step back and let that thing heal?
Yeah, I mean, this is only the second time in my career I've been on the injured list. The other time was when Nico and I collided in 2021 and couldn't stay off after, some ribs and a blow to the face. So, you know, every other thing in my career I've been able to play through, been able to stay on the field, something that's super important to me, something that I take a lot of pride in, being out there and being available and not missing games. And so, yeah, really tough. And I appreciate being able to try over the last couple of days to get it right, with attempting to avoid the injured list. But ultimately, the decision, you know, just made the most sense to give the body a chance to get right. And something like this, like an oblique, is just something that you're just a little bit tentative. And you're not sure how it's going to react when you go into like 100% full game swings. It's really tough to simulate that, and it's really tough to know exactly how that's going to react. And it's something that high re-injury rate, something that's really easy to tweak when you're not fully ready. So getting the next week to get it right makes the most sense.
Yeah, Ian, I think that's one thing where we talk a lot about obliques as a whole in baseball, especially when it comes to hitters. Also catchers, I feel like catchers suffer from a lot of oblique injuries. But just understanding the pain that's associated with it, if you could describe that a little bit more, just so people can kind of understand, because I do think it is something that sidelines people for valid reasons. But until you actually experience it or somebody explains it to you flat out, you might not know how that happens.
Yeah, it's just such a rotational sport, right? Everything that we do is rotating, whether that's hitting, throwing, and there's even a rotational aspect to running. It's on the lighter side of, we're on the spectrum of obliques. Just the concern about, you can hit in the cage, you can do some of the other things and make it through, but when you're really going into competition at the highest level, check swings are something that is, they're kind of uncontrollable in the game, right? Especially for, you're facing, whether it's something that's just out of the zone, you feel like you make a competitive move at it and you shut it down. You know, that puts a lot of pressure on the obliques. And so getting to a place where you feel confident in doing that and confident in taking your full A swing in the game and you're not holding back, because that's kind of, you know, how you can lead to doing something that, that aggravates it. And it's also an injury that, you know, a minor one is a week or so and a major one is a long time. So trying to avoid the second part there.
This segment with Ian Happ is brought to you by Finishing Chicago. Great finishes start with contractors from finishingchicago.com. I also want to know just how that conversation went down. You know, I know that it's a hard thing to have happen when you know that you have to discuss an injury, but to be able to have the luxury of like taking the time a little bit to prepare for the long haul, what was that discussion like with you and the organization?
All the conversations with the medical staff and, I, like I said, appreciate the ability to take a couple of days and try to get it right. I think for the way that we're set up, and our group, you know, say being able to jump right out there is huge. We have a deep lineup and a chance to be able to, team will be fine. So, and just the conversation about like, hey, where we're at in the season, it's May, let's make sure that, we're in a good place, not doing something that's going to jeopardize a longer timeout. So, made the most sense.
Ian, when you look at the success that this team has had, you're just passing the quarter pole point, if you will. We're 40 games in. It's a long season, so you're kind of getting a little bit of rest to go along with this. How would you assess how this team has fared? And are you surprised about any of the developments, specifically within the division? I know the Cardinals are red hot and you guys are in first place, but it seems like it's going to be an interesting ride, as it always is.
Yeah, I think that's just the season. It's never perfectly smooth and linear. Teams are going to get hot, teams are going to get cold. That's all part of it. And we play a ton of games, and that's how every season goes. So we're just focused on one game at a time in our series, and trying to do our best to play the game, like, from a base running standpoint, hitting, pitching, the whole thing. We're completely and totally focused on the Chicago Cubs. You know, there's going to be movement in the division all the time, but I feel like this group has played really good baseball, even through the course of, you know, last week, two tough series against two good teams. We were in a bunch of those games. We had a chance to win. And that's how it goes. You know, we've played a bunch of good series and then, you know, you lose a couple series in a row, but you feel like you were in them and had a chance. And so, one of the things this team has done really well here that we've talked about is bouncing back from tough games or a tough couple games. And so that win last night, you know, Quantrill did a really good job in the first few innings of mixing it up. His pitch mix was a little bit different than it had been in previous starts this year. And the guys made the adjustment kind of that second time through. Dansby with the, you know, Nico with the single, and Dansby with the big homer to jumpstart it. And then, Tuck and say, and so the ability for this group to, even if it's the first three innings didn't go well, to put up a big spot and see Ray, what an unbelievable job he did last night too, and then the bullpen shut it down. So all those things, the ability of this team to score in multiple ways, but then to bounce back from a tough couple games was really good to see.
Taco to go, taco to, and a big Q, taco to go, taco to go. Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco to go, taco to. This deal legit. Taco to go, taco.
taco, only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go, $2.99.
It was also one of those games where I feel like you could see hitters' clear approaches at the plate on the Cubs side when it came to who got their pitch and what they wanted to hit. You know, Kyle Tucker middle in, you know that's going to turn into extra bases. It did. Seiya Suzuki absolutely took advantage of a pitch that was right over the heart of the strike zone, I feel like a little high. What did you think about just, the defined approaches that you've seen out of the veteran hitters on this team so far?
Yeah, I think guys have done a really, really good job. And you can see it reflected in kind of the team stats up and down, you know, whether it's the walks or... I got three guys with 10 homers, like the slug is there. Everybody's doing a really good job of sticking to their approach, and being who they are. And I think it's a credit to Jed and Carter just about the lineup construction. And we have a really good group that meshes well together. You know, you have guys that are going to put the ball in play, a ton. You have guys that are going to walk and get on base a lot, and guys that are going to slug, and guys that can run the bases. So the ability to put all that together and have a bunch of different weapons and just let guys be themselves, and that when guys are themselves in this lineup, it really gels, I think, is a really nice feeling for everybody. It gives them confidence to just go be themselves on a daily basis.
It feels like we know what we're going to get from the Cubs offense on a consistency basis, but the question has been about the starting pitching and the bullpen. But a lot for me, because of what's happened with the injuries with Shota Imanaga, now after Justin Steele's been out for the season, how much value has Colin Ray added going from that swingman spot? He's made 6 starts. You've won 5 of his 6 starts.
Yeah, I mean, he's fantastic. And I think we, as players, knew kind of who he was. You know, him and I played together in 2019. And I got to see, you know, before he went overseas and then came back, you know, I got to see who he was as a person, as a competitor. And then, you know, you've seen over the last couple of years what he was able to do with Milwaukee and kind of what his skill set at the big league level. It's truly impressive. He's got a number of pitches. I don't think it's 5. I think it's more than that. And the ability to command them all. And I think you saw that last night, just watching his ability to be on the edges all night, command the fastball. He's got the 2 and the 4, plus the cutter that he commands really, really well, and the breaking balls and the splitter off that. So, you know, just his ability to work, be competitive in the strike zone. He doesn't give up free passes, and he really competes. And you know, the ability to what he did early in the year for us, 2 or 3 innings at the back end of games to give the bullpen a break. But then now to come step into that starting role seamlessly and be as effective as he has been, it's really lengthened out our rotation amidst a couple guys being down. And that's who he is. You know, he never was upset about not starting, you know, was willing to do whatever for the team, and you can see just how good he is and how much of a competitor he is, and it's been a real joy to watch.
I feel like you've had a couple years where guys who've gone overseas, their perseverance has paid off. You know, they come back to the big league level, they're able to not only, I guess, just reinvent themselves, but put a lot of things into perspective. You know, Mike Tauchman comes to mind, of course, in that discussion. I know Crosstown is this weekend and he's on the Sox now, but you know what I'm saying when it comes to just people being able to get rewarded for the work that they put in to get back to this level.
Yeah, I mean, it's super, it's awesome to see. You know, when you have stories like that and something that you can celebrate in this game, it's so hard for everybody. And being able to celebrate that is truly special.
When you look at the time that you're missing right now, the opponents that you're missing, I mean, obviously it's been a very, very tough schedule to this point. Does it give you any solace to know that you're not missing the time against the other first place teams or division games that count doubly if you look at the numbers?
You know, I got a lot of confidence in this group. You know, that they're going to be able to do what they did last night, put up runs, great pitching. You know, it's Major League Baseball. Winning baseball games is really hard, no matter who you're playing. And you know, you can see that every single day across the league. It's not easy to win in the big leagues. And so, you know, every game matters as much as the next one. Doesn't matter who you're playing, but I got a lot of confidence in this group day in, day out.
And you spend a lot of time in the outfield. you may hear some noise behind you in the stands every now and then. I feel like that might increase during crosstown, given all the videos I've seen of, let's just say, spirited altercations between fans and the bleachers behind you, or perhaps in the outfield. What are your impressions of just crosstown and maybe some of the stuff that you've overheard while you're standing in left field, for example, either on the north side or the south side?
Yeah, it's always a fun environment. You know, it's one of those things. Yeah, we're lucky to get to play in a city where there's two teams and passionate fan bases on both sides. And, you know, over the years, it's just, it's always a great energy for those few games. And we, you know, no matter what side of the city you're on, it's a great energy and it's fun to be a part of. So, you know, it doesn't matter what year it is either. It's always the same buzz. And so it'll be exciting. It'll be fun. Hopefully everybody's going to stay safe out there in the bleachers.
I'm curious as to what your reaction has been as you've observed Pete Crow Armstrong holding down the leadoff spot. Craig Counsell was very firm that when you are ready to return, that's where you will return. But do you see anything different when he's hitting leadoff as opposed to other spots in the order?
No. I think he's doing a good job of maintaining the same approach. And I think and he's done it before. You know, he's hit in the leadoff spot throughout his career in the minor leagues. And so he's familiar with it. He knows what to expect. He knows that the extra at-bats are coming his way, but he's done a really good job about sticking to his approach. And just really focusing on that one at-bat at a time, kind of what pitch he's looking for, what the pitcher's trying to do to him. So, just continuing to do that, continuing to talk to him through, bat to a bat and what he's looking for, and just making sure that it's the same approach no matter where you are in the lineup.
And I also want to get your opinion on what a amazing past couple of days for Dansby Swanson. He and Mallory make the announcement that they are expecting. Of course, huge congratulations to them. I made the joke that some universities probably already trying to recruit. And then also to just have the performance he's had over the last really almost a month or so. You know, he's got 9 home runs now. What do you think of just how he's been able to put it together and enjoy a spot in the lineup maybe where he wasn't expected to be?
Yeah, I think Vanderbilt's probably got the leg up on that recruiting process. But
good point.
Yeah, doesn't matter what sport either. Yeah, it's been really impressive. And you know, we talk. It's when it's so early in the year. You know, he was putting up the power numbers from the jump, and he was hitting a lot of balls hard, and they weren't getting down, and the power numbers were there. So when your power numbers are there early, it's really easy. Not easy. It's hard all the time, but you get a few hits and things start to look right. And to keep that confidence and understand that, like, hey, a couple of hot days, things are going to look right in a hurry. And you've seen that, his ability to go out there every single day, be the same guy, and trust that was coming. And it's obviously showed up in a big way. And, you know, he's super talented, been doing this for a long time, and has the confidence and the ability to just keep going through what is, you know, a really challenging April at Wrigley Field. And so, you know, just he's hitting the ball hard all over the place, big homer last night, and taking advantage of the pitches he's seeing. So just fun to watch and pretty impressive, and playing great defense at shortstop as he always does.
We appreciate it. Anything going on with Connect that you want to tell us about? And we are just over 2 weeks away until that live Compound podcast.
Yeah, 2 weeks away. We're going to be at Music Box Theater with PCA on the 31st at Music Box Theater. But yeah, go try to grab some cold brew from Connect, the new canned cold brew, and try it out.
Supposedly, we're getting close to cold brew season. I hear there might be some 70s and actual 80s in the forecast.
They got 91 on Thursday, I think.
Yeah, but by the lake,
big day
is
Thursday for cold brew.
By the lake, though, I don't. You know better than a lot of people. Like, it gets cold by the lake, even with the highs being what they are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll be a little bit colder by the lake and a little bit colder at night. But I think you get some nice sunny days, and cold brew cans are finding their way out into Chicagoland. So go check them out.
Also, we're looking forward to seeing you May 28th for that special live broadcast at Brickhouse in Wrigleyville. That should be a good time.
Yep. Thanks so much, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you, Ian. Hope you feel better. That was Ian Happ. Really cool that he gave his time to us, letting him know about the injured list, his oblique, and everything else. Just thanks to Ian for doing that.
So Ian Dillon, with being on the injured list, says he expects to be back Tuesday, so a week from today. So that's the good news as far as injury outlook goes. A reminder, you can tune in to Spiegel and Holmes this afternoon starting at 2 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Cubs versus Rockies. Yes, that Rockies team. At Wrigley
Tell
Field.
Them about how they made a mistake with Bud Black.
That's on May 26th. It's all provided by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch. If the weather is nice, I expect to see several balls flying out of Wrigley Field.
You're all, hey, the high is 78. And then I walk outside and I'm still freezing. I was like, 78, my arse.
I was sweating on the way home yesterday. So I was like, is it just different north versus south?
Do you live on the North Pole and you're used to this? Because I was freezing.
Stop. Stop.
I'm not kidding. I was freezing. Guys, if it's under 75, I'm cold.
Okay. Well, that's what it is.
But you know what 78 is supposed to be? Over 75.
Well, 72 is room temperature. So you shouldn't be cold at room temperature either.
I am. I am a lizard.
Okay.
Yep, I sit on a rock and I soak up the sun.
All right.
Scaly.
I'm with you.
What?
Forked tongue. Yep, all of the things. All right, coming up next, Chris Emma was at Hollis Hall for Bears rookie minicamp, so we're going to get his impressions and takeaways. Talk a little Bears next with you, Harrison Rahimi, on The Score.
Taco to go, taco to,
and a big cue.
Taco to go,
taco to go.
Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose.
Taco, 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 taco to go. Taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go. Taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go.
$2.99.
Taco to go.